Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from the Quebecois band Tidal Wave and their self-titled CD on Great Meadow Music. We heard La Voyage. I love the shore, especially in autumn. My wife and I have spent many October vacations after Columbus Day in Stonington, Connecticut, and Nantucket. The rates are lower, and most of the t-shirt shops and fancy restaurants are closed for the season. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we go down to the sea in music, and we'll open with the Irish band Lancum and their very interesting take on the Turkish Reverie. The album is Between Earth and Sky on Rough Trade Records. Down to the sea on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
and the name of that ship was the Turkish Revolution. Oh, she sailed out on that lonely, lonesome water. Oh, she sailed out on that lonesome sea. Up stepped a little sailor, saying, "What can you give to me if I sink that ship in the bottom of the sea? Oh, I'll sink her in that lonely, lonesome water. Oh, I'll sink her in that lonesome sea. Oh, I have a house, and I have land, and I have a daughter that shall be at your command. If you'll sink her in that lonely, lonesome water, if you'll sink her in that lonesome sea." So he's bowed on his breast, and away he swung me. He swung till he came to the Turkish Revolution. As she sailed out on that lonely, lonesome water, as she sailed out. He had a little lock, all made for the board, and he bored 9 holes in the bottom of the floor. Oh, he sunk her in that lonely, lonesome. Sunk her in that lonesome sea.
How can I live now, my Lamb is gone.
One of my fondest memories of spending time at the Augusta Heritage Workshops in Elkins, West Virginia, was spending a week with finest kind, Shelley Posen, Ian Robb, and Ann Downey. And they taught us their arrangements to a lot of their songs to a class of 40, all broken down into three parts. It was just amazing. It made the rafters ring. It was A Sailor's Life, From Heart's Delight, From Finest Kind, on Fallen Angle Music. And before that, we heard the Turkish Reverie from Lancome and their recording Between the Earth and Sky. And that's on Rough Trade Music. I'm still not sure what that drone was. We're going down to the sea in music this week. And we're going to lead off with Stan Rogers and a classic, The Mary Ellen Carter, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
She went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Oh, those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog hatch and porthole down, put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Oh, those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again. again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Stand alone again, reaching out across the room. Quietly the sun's gone down, and sailors seek the harbor. Look at us sailing in, decks awash but still afloat. And now the winds come up to rock us on the water, riding out the storm like a ship safe at anchor, waiting out the long voyage round the Cape of Hope will take her. In the calm before the storm, sunny days and smoother waters, when we hit the seventh wave, we found a line and caught her. Look into my eyes, let me see where you've been sailing. Like you, I've felt the storm, heard the wild waves wailing, riding out the storm like a ship safe at anchor, waiting out the long voyage round the Cape of Hope will take her. Coast is rough and rocky, it's the deepest channel that runs most true, the brightest stars that mark her. Steady as she goes, there's no turning back the sailors, with the ship on course and the sea wind fair, there's no need to fail. Riding out the storm like a ship safe at anchor, waiting out the long voyage round the Cape of Hope will take her. Riding out the storm like a ship safe at anchor, waiting out the long voyage round the Cape of Hope will take her.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2043. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Tidal Wave, self-titled recording from the great Quebecois band. And we heard a song called Gallop de Pioneers, and I know I didn't pronounce it correctly. That's on Great Meadow Music from Tidal Wave. And before that, in this program all about going down to the sea, we heard Safe at Anchor from Kate Wolfe, the title track of her recording from back in 1979 on Kaleidoscope Records. And we let off that set with Stan Rogers from his live recording from 1978, recorded in Toronto, Between the Breaks Live and the Mary Ellen Carter. That's on Borealis Records. We're going to lead off this next set of this Down to the Sea in Music with Rose Sheehan from her recording Keep on Moving Forward and the Bay of Biscay. Kind of a spooky song about a lover who was lost at sea. Here's Rose Sheehan on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
By William sailed on board a tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 long years I have been waiting, since he has crossed the Bay of Biscay, oh. One night as Mary lay a-sleeping, a knock came to her bedroom door, saying, arise, arise, my own dear Mary, it is your true lover, William, oh. So Mary rose, put on her clothing, so swift she's opened up the door, and there she spied her true lover standing. His cherry cheeks, they were as white as snow. Oh, William dear, where are your blushes? Your blushes you'd got not long ago. Oh, Mary dear, the clay has changed me. I am the ghost of your William, oh. And Mary dear, the dawn is breaking. The time has come for me to go. And I must leave you brokenhearted, since I have crossed the Bay of Biscay, oh. Well, if I had all gold and silver and all the money in Mexico, I'd give it all to the Queen of England for just one kiss from my William, oh. My William sailed on board a tender, and where he is I do not know. For 7 long years I have been waiting, since he has crossed the Bay of Biscay.
Thank you. sailing unto the Spanish shore. The drums they did beat me, boys, and loud cannons did roar. We spied a lofty enemy come sailing down the main, which has caused us to hoist our topsails again. Our captain says, be ready. Oh, he says, me boy, stand true. To face the Spanish enemy we lately did pursue. To face the Spanish enemy lay long the ocean wide, and without a good protection, boys, we'll take the first broadside. Oh, broadside, to battle then we went. To sink one another, it was our intent. The very second broadside, our captain, he got slain. And his damsel, she stood up in his place to command. We fought for 4 hours, 4 hours so severe. We scarcely had one man aboard of our ship that could steer. We scarcely had one man aboard could fire off a gun, and the blood from our deck like a river did run. For quarter, those Spanish lads did cry. No quarter, no quarter, this damsel did reply. You've had the best quarter that I can afford. You must sink or swim, me boys, or jump overboard. So now the battle's over, we'll take a glass of wine. And you must drink to your own true love, as I do to mine. Good health unto this damsel, who fought all on the main, and here's to the royal gallant ship, the Rainbow by name.
Up on the poop deck and walking about, there is the second mate, so steady and so stout. What he is a-thinking of, he doesn't know himself, and we wish that he would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell, strike the bell.
Second mate, let us go below.
Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
Down on the main decks and working at the pumps, there's the larboard watch just a-longing for their bunks. Looking out to windward, they can see a great swell, and they're wishing that the second mate would strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell,
strike the bell.
Second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
Forward on the forecastle head and keeping sharp lookout, there's a Johnny standing, longing for to shout. Lights are burning bright, sir, and everything is well, and he's wishing that the second mate would strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell,
strike the bell.
Second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow.
Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Down at the wheelhouse, old Anderson stands, grasping at the helm with his frostbitten hands. Looking at the compass, oh, the course is straight as hell, and he's wishing that the second mate would strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Deck, our gallant captain stands, looking out to windward with a spyglass in his hand. What he is a-thinking of, we know very well. He's thinking more of shortening sail than strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Yankee Clipper from their recording Hauling Home and Strike the Bell, a beloved song which meant it was the end of the watch. Strike the Bell from Yankee Clipper. That's on their own record label, Honeybee Records, out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And before that, from Lou Killen's very first solo recording, Ballads and Broadsides, we heard As We Were a Sailin'. That's on Topic Records. And before that, a group from Gothenburg, Sweden. The recording is called Spindrift. The band is Celtic Connections, and we heard Out on the Ocean. That's on their own record label, Lillian's Music, from Celtic Connections. And we let off that set with Rose Sheehan, along with Colin De La Barre on the second vocals for The Bay of Biscay, from her recording Keep On Moving Forward. That's on Adelphi Records. We are listening to Maritime Songs, Songs of the Sea, this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we're going to lead off this next set with a funny little tune from the Caribbean called Bully in the Alley. We're going down to the sea on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Way, hey, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Bully down in Chimbona.
Is the girl that I love dearly.
Hey, hey, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Now, Sally is the girl that I spliced nearly.
Bully down in Chimbona.
It's a help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley.
Hey,
I'm Bully in the Alley. Help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley. Bully down in Chimbona. Leave Sal and I'll be a sailor.
Oh, way, hey, I'm Bully in the Alley.
I'll leave Sal, ship aboard a whaler.
Bully down in Chimbona.
It's a help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley.
Way, hey, I'm Bully in the Alley. Help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley. Bully down in Chimbona.
So
help me, Bob. I'm Bully.
On one summer's evening, all in the month of May, down by a flowery garden where Betsy she did stray, I overheard this fair maid
in sorrow to complain, all for her absent lover who ploughed the rage in vain.
I stepped up to this fair maid and put her in surprise.
I own she did not know me, I'd been all in disguise.
Said I'm a charming creature,
mid joy and heart's delight. How far have you to travel this dark and rainy night?
Away, kind sir, to the Claudy Bank, if you will please to show
pity a poor girl distracted, it's there I have to go.
I'm a-looking for a young man,
and Johnny is his name, and I'm told it's there on Claudy Banks today he do remain.
If me Johnny was here this night, he'd keep me from all harm.
But he's cruising the wide ocean in tempest and in storm.
He's a cruising the wide ocean
for honor and for gain.
But I'm told his ship got wrecked all on the coast of Spain. Now when she heard this dreadful news, she fell into despair.
All wringing of her hands and a tearing of her hair.
Since my Johnny's gone and left me,
no man on earth I'll take. But it's all me life on Claudy Banks I'll wander for his sake.
Now Johnny in a say so, he could no longer stand.
He fell into her arms, crying, Betsy, I'm the man.
I am that faithful young man,
and whom you thought was slain. And since we've met on Claudy Banks, we'll never part again.
It is time to go now. Haul away your anchor. Haul away your anchor. 'Tis our sailing time. Get some sail upon her. Haul away her on her course now.
Haul away your foresheets. Haul away your foresheets. 'Tis our sailing time.
Waves are breaking under,
all away down channel, all away down channel,
on the evening tide. When my time is over,
stops are all in.
All on the ball in the ball in.
All on the ball in. The skipper is a growling.
All on the ball in the ball in.
All on the ball in. So early in the morning.
All on the ball in the ball in.
All on the ball in. To Bristol we are going.
Hard on the ball in the ball in.
Hard on the ball in. Kitty is my darling.
Hard on the ball in the ball in.
Hard on the ball in. Kitty comes from Liverpool.
Hard on the ball in the ball in.
Hard on the ball in. So far cry to payday.
Hard on the ball in.
From a recording called Foxhole Songs and Shanties on Folkways Records from back in 1959, we heard a group called the Foxhole Singers, led by none other than Dave Van Ronk, and Haul on the Bowline. That's included on Classic Maritime Music on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, we heard from a group called The Boarding Party and a beautiful song called The Farewell Shanty from the singing of Eric Eilat. That's on The Boarding Party's recording, Tis Our Sailing Time, on Folk Legacy Records. And before that, we heard from The Young Tradition from their very first recording. We heard The Banks of Claudy. That's been reissued on BGO Records. And we let off that set with Morrigan, a group of singers, and Bully in the Alley, once again from the classic Maritime Music from Smithsonian Folkways CD. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Hope you've enjoyed our program of maritime music. You can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2043.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all.